The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Mango.
Afternoons on the Score.
Darnell Mayberry.
I don't think it's tanking. I think it's more they're going to continue to be competitive and put their faith in some of these young players like Josh Giddey, like Kobe White, like Patrick Williams, who they just lavished with the $18 million per year contract, and continue to show faith in him. Ayo Dosunmu's in that mix as well. I just don't know that they're going to be bad enough to keep that top 10 pick. I'm going to write about it for the Athletic.
They better be. Yeah. Darnell Mayberry earlier today. Darnell of the Athletic.
Am I the only one that thought, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego when this little music bed started playing here?
Possibly.
Doesn't ring a bell?
No. When I hear that little bass line you just did, that reminds me of the Bulls.
Okay.
Only the Bulls. It's the same bass line, isn't it?
Only the Bulls.
It's about.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm a couple of years younger than you, so I don't know if the whole where in the world is Carmen Sandiego. Yeah. Maybe you missed that. Maybe you aged beyond that.
Where in the world?
Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, yeah. No.
Do-bop. Oop-do-way. Ooh-bop.
No, I haven't aged beyond that. But thanks for
asking. Just like have that at the ready like that?
Well, yeah.
Because he's Chris Tannehill.
That's the magic of Tanny right there. He was anticipating. You'd want some foolishness like that today, probably. Uh-huh. He sized you up. He Googled you and checked out your age. And he said, I bet Ant's going to want some of that.
Well, Ant, we talked about it earlier when Mark was here on time for the pre-show meeting.
Yeah, that's right.
What time does that pre-show meeting start?
It's 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock every day. We had the same conversation the last time you filled in 2 days
ago. But today is Monday. So like tomorrow.
Yeah, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Will you be here at 1 o'clock?
Can you confirm that?
Yes. No, I was here at 1 o'clock.
We've been doing this for like 4 years.
I wish I could cover you for you, but I did
find the office. Like, there was a stretch of time where when I would fill in here, I'd just go sit in the room with like Connor O'Donnell, and I'd just be in there like doing stuff like on my laptop or something. I didn't know there was a whole separate meeting going on. I do know where the dugout is at this point, but this whole like pre-show meeting thing, the start time, it just
eludes me. He knows what he's doing, guys.
What
do you think?
Does.
I'm looking at you right
what
now.
Do you mean?
It's okay. He's always prepared, so it's not a big deal.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's fun to give him crap
what
about
am I doing?
It's worth discussing. I think you're eluding the meeting. I think that.
Why wouldn't I want to come sit with you fine people for an extra hour before I'm going to sit with you for 4 hours? Why would I be?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I enjoy my time with you every time we get an opportunity to do this. Yeah, I think you're a fabulous individual.
Oh, thank you.
This is a required amount of space between me and Shane and Tanny, but it's suitable for the distance between myself and them for
the next
4 hours.
Well, I mean, didn't see you in there. I'd heard that you weren't at some of the previous times on the afternoon show. So maybe that's because I wasn't here. And now that you know, maybe you'll be here at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
It's not going to happen, is it?
I mean, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Not happening.
Yeah. Be-do-bop. Ooh-do-it-ooh-wop.
Ow.
He is filling in for speech today.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
You got to just start pounding the table at some point. It's like you're playing the drums, but no one can hear it. Just me and Tanny can, and it's annoying.
I've actually noticed, big Ant, though, you do, as somebody who was co-hosted with you, as you said, and I adore working with you as well.
As you should.
One thing that you want to do is to break out into song at any time, whether working with me or working with other people, and you will sing your song regardless of what's going on. I respect that about you.
Music bit.
Yeah.
You're a professional. I know you can handle it. If I thought you couldn't handle it, I wouldn't do it.
You had an explanation ready. It's a music bed. You should be able to talk over my singing.
If I thought you couldn't handle it.
Oh, okay.
That was the thing that caught me off guard with Spiegs. One of the first times I did that with Spiegs, he was like jilted by it. He was kind of just, you know, kind of jarred him a little bit. I was like, wait a minute. Like, you're a musician. Why is this a problem? I think he's got more prepared for it over the years.
It is a little jarring at first. I've learned, but like to hear you, because you're so committed to it. I'm like, he's not going to stop here. I'm just going to keep talking. But you're right. I guess if you put it like that, I like that you have a defense ready for it, that you should be able to
do that. It's just the way it works in my head. I mean, it doesn't make it right or wrong.
Hey,
it's just the way I see it.
How could the Bulls not be tanking? How is this not a tank? And I just heard Darnell Mayberry talking about it and saying that it's not a tank. And I've heard other people. Obviously, the organization's always going to avoid using that word. It's a dirty word. Mm. I get it. But there's kind of this low energy in terms of people actually accepting that this is a tank job. Now, I know that maybe in their brains they're like, we don't want to, you know, have a horrible season next year. But how is this not anything but a tank right now? You just your best player is gone now, right? DeMar DeRozan, yeah. Your best defensive player, Alex Caruso, is gone. There's no way Zach LaVine's going to be playing on this team next year. And I love that he's got faith in some of these young players and guys that maybe you can turn around and make something out of.
Who's got faith in these young players?
Well, you just are Arturas Karnisovas.
Oh, AK. All right.
Yeah, yes.
Like, anybody else got faith in these young players that AK's planning on rolling
well,
out there?
Well, you know, like the, you know, we're going to, hey, Josh, we didn't even need a draft pick. We liked Josh Giddey so much. Giddey. It was worth Alex Caruso. Yeah. We think that guy's going to be good. Modest Bozelis, like we're the team that got it right at number 11 in the draft this year. Kobe White is going to be a superstar. He's going up to that next level. Does any of that sound like sure thing to you going into next year? Sounds like a tank to me. And it's going to be great for Kobe White because Kobe White can just lead the team and maybe become a star in his own right. Who knows?
Yeah. But you might want to quit saying tank job like that. It's kind of
is it hurting you?
Yeah, it might get you banned from Twitter or something like that. I don't know.
Oh.
Like, just need a,
I'm already banned from Twitter. What are you talking about?
Oh, then you're fine. Then you're good. You're good. You know what we should do.
Did you go that far just now to come back around to the tank Twitter thing?
Should do a Twitter takeover. Would you want to take over my Twitter account for either like a section of the show today or we're going to be back here together tomorrow? Just do like a Twitter takeover for my 13 followers I have.
You know, the only good thing about not being able to be on Twitter is that I don't have to tweet stuff. So why would
I thought you missed tweeting.
Well, I missed being able to tweet news and important things and promote the show.
There's no news
like today.
Right now.
And there go all, you know, everybody like that. I had built up a pretty nice audience through the years.
This is like for like 10 seconds. I was like, this is going to be like a great gift I can give to Grody at some point here because I knew you hadn't tweeted for a little while.
No, The gift that I would prefer, like seriously, is if you were to find somebody who could help me with my Twitter resurrect.
That's going to be my goal by tomorrow. I'm going to reach out.
Seriously?
To some folks.
Okay.
Seriously,
I figured a person like you, man.
I'm not making you any guarantees, but I'm going to reach out to some folks.
Okay,
to see
you
what
better since you brought it up, and I kind of had buried it.
I brought it up under the guise of trying to present you this gift, and now I feel like, man, this is not a gift that you're really excited about. So I'm going to try to one up it. I'll try to do even better. See if I can get. I don't know if it's the Twitter police or the Twitter FBI or something like that.
Yeah.
But I know some folks in the space. I'm going to reach out to them to see if there is some help that's available.
I hope you're serious and we're not just
doing a radio bit. I'm 100% serious about trying.
All right, because you know like executives and stuff like that.
I can make you zero guarantees, but I'm 100% going to try.
Okay, no, I appreciate it. What I don't understand, though, from what you're saying is why would the Twitter people, they don't like hearing about tank jobs? That's a bad thing?
No, that was just an avenue towards me trying to gift you my Twitter account. That's all that was. That was the on-ramp into trying to present the idea of you doing a Twitter takeover of my account because the idea just popped into my head.
Okay.
If I didn't say it now, I was not going to remember it in the next hour of the show.
Okay.
So I needed to find a way to present that.
Yes.
To you.
In short, absolutely have no desire to take over your Twitter account and tweet things for you on your behalf.
It would be the Mark Grody Twitter takeover of my account.
From Mark Grody.
Fine. Okay. All right. I appreciate the honest reaction.
Okay.
It's good feedback.
All right. Well, we need to take a break. We'll circle back to such issues. I'm glad we're establishing these things early in the show. So during breaks, I can watch you work your people to try to get my Twitter back.
I'm gonna
get Spiegel's back while you're at it too. Yeah.
Spiegel lose his Twitter account too?
Same thing.
What are you people doing?
Yeah. Same thing. We got to take a break. It's the Parkins and Spiegel show with Mark Grody and Ann Heron on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.